Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm back at it, Chuck Reshow. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday night. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You know how we do it on Fridays. We get the beat cranked up and get the dance party going. So Chuck Rose gets first quest. Little theme from Shaft. Because I'm talking about Shaft. Shut your mouth. Anyway, 404-726-0929. I like this beginning part and then how it just kind of
gradually builds.
Yeah, and then it gets going. Yeah. So I like the way that this thing, I always like the way that this thing built into the song, you know, and then it gets kind of cranked up and going. So we're going to do Rank 'Em coming up at 10:40 with you here. So we'll get to all of that. We'll have a little bit of fun before we get to out of here for a weekend. Busy week next week. Again, we won't have a show on Tuesday because of Atlanta United soccer. But we'll obviously get training camp started and all that good stuff, you know, next week. So be busy. It'll be a busy week for us. So right now, Braves 6-4. For Atlanta, Soroka is now officially out. So maybe an inning too long. You know, I mean, he had only given up a couple of runs up through five innings, and then they brought him out for one more, and he gives up a two-run homer. So six innings, six hits, four runs, two walks, four strikeouts. The home run he gave up, only 87 pitches. So, you know, again, pretty efficient, you know, all things considered, but only had 87 pitches in the game tonight, but probably left him out for just an inning too long. I know that this is an important series, and this is going to be a pretty good series. And if you got, you know, Soroka pitching pretty well, you know, he'd only thrown 70-some pitches, and you figure, okay, I can squeeze one more inning out of Soroka. But, again, they still squeezed it out of him, and he's in line to pick up the win. But, you know, he gave up a couple of more runs. Now it's a little bit closer out there. But, again, the way the Braves offense is, they can certainly put up a run or two. Orlando Arcia homered early on in the game in the second inning. Austin Riley hit his 21st home run. And don't look now, but he's homered in, what, four straight? So, again, he's got it cooking now. You know, we've been kind of waiting for the idea of, okay, when's he going to catch fire? Because it seems like everybody else has caught some fire, but he hasn't had that stretch where you felt like that he would carry the team on his back, where he would just rake like no end, and, you know, he could carry a team for a couple few weeks. And now we're starting to see that, right? Now we're getting the Now we're getting the Austin Riley, you know, that we've come to know and think the world of. But obviously, he's been red hot as of late. So he's 2-for-4 with a couple of runs and 2 RBI in the game with the 2-run homer. Orlando Arcia's got a hit with a run scored and a couple of RBI. He hit the other 2-run homer. Harris 1-for-3. Ozzy has scored a run. He drew a walk and he scored a run. Ronnie's 0-for-4 with a strikeout tonight. Olsen and Murphy have a hit apiece and a run scored apiece. So, and Marcell Ozuna has been able to drive in a couple of runs, one with a sacrifice fly and I believe one with a ground out. And Braves are up 6-4 right now. So Soroka pitched the 6 innings. Heller has come on, so he pitched in the 7th inning. So hopefully the Braves hang on here for a win. And look, we talked about the idea that this was going to be a fun series. You know, I'm not saying that they're evenly matched teams, but they are 2 division leaders, right? Like these 2 teams do lead their respective divisions and, you know, gone about it in different ways. I mean, the Brewers' offense certainly isn't what the Braves' offense is. You know, they don't mash home runs at the same rate that that the Braves do, but you know, they've got, you know, obviously really good player. I mean, Christian Yelich, a few years ago, Christian Yelich was maybe the best player in all of the National League. I mean, MVP, you know, he had just some monster seasons, but you know, he's had a good year, but you know, certainly not a great year by any stretch. I mean, 14 homers, 54 RBI. He is hitting 376, does have 21 steals. So, you know, he was a guy that stole a lot of bases, you know, back in the old days, but he's got 21 steals on the season, 70 runs. He's hitting leadoff, by the way, too. So he's now their leadoff hitter, and he's getting it done at the top of the order. So that's what you want, right? High on base, score runs. Well, he's got a 376 on base, 70 runs scored, and the 54 RBI to go along with it. So Peralta got roughed up a little bit. 5 innings, 6 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. And we talked about this at the very beginning of the show, that he had given up, I think, 16 homers in like 98 innings or something like that, and was leading the league in most home runs, you know, given up in a over 9 innings. So that was not going to bode well for him, and he gave up a couple of more homers. And that's how 4 of the runs scored is off homers, because Arcia hit a 2-run shot and Riley hit a 2-run shot. So just in those 2 shots, just in those 2 hits alone, those 2 guys drove in 4 combined runs. So that's been Peralta's problem all year. He's given up too many home runs, but that kind of caught up to him a little bit. He actually threw 97 pitches in 5 innings, as compared to the 87 pitches that Soroka threw in 6 innings. And Soroka was at a pretty low pitch count coming into the 6th inning. So, you know, maybe a little bit inning too long, but you felt like with a 4-run lead, okay, can Soroka just come in and get 3 outs? Can he just get 3 more outs when all is said and done? Well, gave up a couple of runs to get those 3 outs, but still, he's out of the ball game and he's in line to get the win as of right now. So we'll see if the Braves bullpen can hang on to all of this, to this lead out there. So, again, if you want to give us your thoughts, 404-726-0929. As we are in the, what are the, top of the 8th inning. So this game moving right along, actually. This game didn't start first pitch until 8:10 this evening. So Rosario is up, and you know, they kind of probably dodged a bullet with Eddie Rosario. You know, wasn't sure whether or not he was going to be long term on an IL, not necessarily long term IL, but he was going to be potentially maybe going to the IL and maybe missing a couple of weeks. But he is he's been back in the lineup here over the last couple of nights, and again, 6 of the next 8 games will be against the Milwaukee Brewers. So 3 in Milwaukee, and then 2 against the Boston Red Sox up in Fenway Park, and then the Braves will come home and play the same Milwaukee Brewers on their home field. And Brewers have been okay at home. They've only been 26-21 at home on the season, but they're 11 games over 500 on the year. So not quite what the Braves have been at 62-33. Looking around baseball as well, the Mets are in a rain delay, so they do lead Boston 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth, and then. The Marlins. Yeah, the Marlins got beat earlier today, so they lost 6-1 to the Rockies. They are in kind of free fall mode, and they're in just, you know, getting clobbered left and right. Phillies, by the way, too, who had been, you know, they had been hot over the last couple of weeks, but they fell tonight to the Guardians, and they lost 6-5 out there. So current standings, I believe that. As of right now, yes, the Braves are 11 up over the Marlins and Phillies. So Braves will either be, if they can hang on to the lead here, they'll either be 11.5 up or they'll stay at the 10.5 up. So Philly and Miami both lost tonight. So the Braves won't lose any ground on them. And we talked about this at the beginning of the show. You know, the Marlins have lost 7 in a row. You know, for the Braves' hiccups and for their faults and, you know, for... You know, not playing as well against Chicago and Arizona and this, that, and the other, and losing a couple of series in a row and all this kind of, you know, stuff. And there was panic in the streets and all this good stuff. But again, the Marlins and the Mets could not take advantage of it. You know, Phillies lost 3 in a row now. They're 4-6 in their last 10. Marlins have lost 7 in a row. They're 2-8 in their last 10. Mets have lost 1 in a row, and they're in a rain delay right now. They've lost, they're 5-5 over their last 10, while the Braves are 5-5 and they have a one-game winning streak by beating Arizona in that finale with Spencer Strider. They've only been 5-5 in their last 10. Mets and Phillies and Marlins can't do anything about it. Can't do anything about it. In fact, the Marlins have dropped 3 games in the last 10 to the Atlanta Braves, and Phillies have dropped a game, and the Mets are staying the same. So even with the Braves' struggles and all these kinds of things, the other teams in their division can't take advantage of it. That's why we said this thing's over. Because the other teams in the division can't take advantage. Not only can they not beat the Braves head-to-head, hence the 22-6 record against the division that the Braves have, but when the Braves stub their toe and struggle and don't play as well, the other teams in the division can't take advantage of it. They can't do anything. They can't pick up games. They can't move up in the standings. They can't. And hence that the Braves lead their division by 11 games, and we'll see if that number holds. I mean, again, it'll be 11.5 or 10.5 when all is said and done. But again, they lead their division by more than every other than every division leader combined. Because the Tampa Bay Rays and Orioles are tied. The Guardians are 1.5 back. The Astros are 4 back of the Rangers. The Reds are 2.5 back of the Brewers. And the Diamondbacks are only 2 back of the Dodgers. So that 11-game lead that the Braves have is bigger than every other divisional race combined. How good the Braves have been, and not just how good they've been, but again, how well they've played within their division, right? How well they've been, you know, how good they've been. Plus 145 in run differential. Phillies are plus 6. Marlins are minus 22. Mets are minus 11. And the Nationals are minus 103. That's not going to get you real far. Not going to get you real far in the division when you are just getting pounded on a nightly basis. So, again, even the Brewers are only a minus 3 run differential leading their division. That's because the Reds are a minus 12 run differential. The only team in that division that's a plus run differential is the Chicago Cubs at a plus 34. So we'll see if the Braves can hang on here as they head to the bottom of the inning. And as we said, Soroka had pitched 6 innings. Heller had an inning. And now Jimenez is in the game for the Atlanta Braves. So they'll play this game all the way through, and then, you know, we'll see Iglesias in the ninth. And last time I think we saw Iglesias, it didn't go as well. But again, he, I think he's got 4 blown saves. And you're going to have hiccups from your closers. I mean, think about the angst that Will Smith and Kenley Jansen put us through over the last couple of years, right? I mean, not one, but both of those guys put us through all kinds of angst and moments where you're just like, we're putting your head in your hands and all the good kind of stuff. So again, that's the life of a closer. Not everybody is Dennis Eckersley in 1990. Like, there's few and far of those guys between.
What's my guy from the Yankees?
Mariano Rivera.
More of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few guys that are at that level. But, you know, again, you're going to have hiccups with your closers, right? You're going to have some struggles and things like that. Again, closers are not, you know, if you're 90% in or better in closing percentage, that's the kind of the bar where you want to be. If you can be 90% closing percentage, that's where you want to be. And I talked to Heath Bell about this the other night. I mean, what was it, about a week or two ago? I think right before the All-Star game, that he and I talked about the idea of, you know, what numbers did you look at? You know, because for a lot of guys, I mean, if you get to that magical 90% number, then you're in pretty good shape. So we'll keep you up to date as this game will finish up. Braves up right now, 6-4, bottom of the eighth, Soroka in line to get the win. When we come back, 404-726-0929. Will Taylor Heinicke play at all this year? 404-726-0929. We'll take your thoughts about it. I'll give you mine as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reese Show. Head at the top of the hour. JR Sports Brief will take over after that. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolls along. You know how we do it on Fridays. We get the dance party going. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We're opening up the phones in this segment. We're talking about the Falcons a little bit earlier on in the program. And I'm asking the question, do you think Taylor Heinicke sees the field this year? Now, a couple of things to look at for Desmond Ridder. You know, Desmond Ridder was by and large a healthy quarterback, so he's had no real injury history, right? I mean, obviously he didn't have a beat-up factor from last year in just the four games that he played, but he was not a guy that was oft injured in his college career. So he's got that going for him. He's got that working for him. So he's not a guy that's got injury prone or smaller size and he puts himself in danger. He plays reckless or anything like that. I mean, he's a very smart player, very cerebral kind of player. So I don't think from an injury standpoint, and look, anything can happen in the NFL when you're a quarterback, right? Anything can happen. You know, if that, I'll say like this, if they end up putting Matt Hennessy and Drew Dolman side by side, and he's got to drop back and pass, I have my concerns. I have my concerns about his well-being at that point. I'm not 100% convinced that his well-being will be in good standing, you know, good standing in the community, but we'll have to see. Again, we got, you know, plenty of time to worry about and figure that kind of stuff out. The other part, too, is I don't think that he, and this is the important part, this is the more important part, I don't think that Desmond Ridder is going to play so bad that they have to go to Taylor Heinicke, that they have to make a substitution, that he isn't good enough to start in the NFL. Like, I don't get any sense of any of those kinds of things when I watched him play last year. Like, for instance, the moment's not too big for Desmond Ridder. He may come from a small school, but he did miraculous things. And he played in tough environments against really top quality teams. I mean, there are guys that he's going to see every single Sunday that were on those teams that played at Georgia, Alabama, Notre Dame, UCLA, Ohio State. Like, those are the teams that he was lining up against. I mean, I know his conference schedule, but those are the teams that he lined up against, you know, and played over the course of his college career. So it's not like he hasn't seen good competition level. And we saw with the four-game set, he got better and better every single week. That's what you want out of your quarterback. But I don't think that there's a scenario where Desmond Ridder is so bad that they have to bench him. Look, I thought that, honestly, Marcus Mariota was a guy that probably outplayed his welcome at one point. Like, he probably played too long for, you know, starting for this team. Because they thought that they were lying to themselves thinking that they were a playoff team. They were fooling themselves into thinking that, well, we can be a playoff team. No, you can't. It wasn't a very good roster, wasn't a very good quarterback, and a lot of things are going along with it. But this year, I think Desmond Ridder is going to get a long leash. And why not? You know, why not? I mean, if he's either you got to figure out over the course of an entire season, is he the future of this club? Is he a guy that can take us to the promised land and you want to re-sign him? Because, again, you can start re-signing guys after their third year in the league. So, again, you start thinking about the idea of, okay, is this guy we want to keep for the long term? Can he be our long-term answer at quarterback? The last guy that we had played 14 years for the Falcons. So, again, you know, the track record is there for a guy to be here for, an entrenched quarterback. You know, again, we won't probably know that until the season, you know, is in the books. But certainly, I definitely think that, you know, he's not going to play bad enough to warrant somebody, you know, taking his job from him, whether it's Taylor Heinicke or whoever. I don't think that he's going to play bad enough that you're going to have to go to the backup quarterback. At least I hope not. I certainly hope not. I mean, again, the good news for Heinicke is that he is a capable backup. He's been pressed into duty multiples of times, but he's a capable quarterback. If you give him time, he'll pick you apart. Like most quarterbacks in the NFL, but Heineke's been pretty good. I mean, all things considered, he's been a pretty good quarterback. And you feel like if he comes into a game, you don't just fall off a cliff, right? Who was the guy? Who was Dilfer's backup in 2001? Trying to remember who that was. Let me see here, because I'll know it as soon as I see the name out there. But certainly, you don't feel like the Taylor Heineke, if he has to come in and do some things, you don't feel like that he's gonna just fall off a cliff, right? That he's gonna just collapse and that will be the end of it. Tony Banks, yeah, Tony Banks was the quarterback. You know, again, and Dilfer started 8 games. it's funny. And again, think about where the Ravens were in 2000. Okay, they were arguably the best defense in the history of the NFL. Like they were in that discussion of, okay, best single season defense in the history of the league. Could it be the Baltimore Ravens? Tony Banks was 5-3. He completed 54% of his passes with 8 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Not very good. And he had a rating of 69.3. But 5-3, you know, and you feel like that Tony Banks was one of those guys that would fall off a cliff, right? And Dilfer was just good enough. Dilfer was just good enough. But Dilfer was 7-1 in his 8 starts. There is, again, I keep saying, there is something to winning. But you don't feel like with Taylor Heineke, it's going to be a Tony Banks type of situation where you probably aren't even going to be competitive by and large. Remember, the Ravens had arguably maybe the best defense of my lifetime on that squad. They were loaded. Sam Adams and Ray Lewis and all of those guys. And obviously that was the Ray Lewis incident at Cobalt and that kind of killed Buckhead. But anyway, that's another story for another day. But, you know, obviously you don't feel like Taylor Heineke allows you to fall off a cliff as a backup quarterback, but I'll be happy if I don't see Taylor Heineke. Not that he's not a good guy or a good kid or whatever like that. I'll be happy if I don't see him. That gives you an idea that things went right with Desmond Ridder. And play the clip, Day-Day, of who was that? What was the name of this guy? He's on Dukes and Bell earlier today, NFL Insider. What's his name?
Matt Verderin.
Matt Verderin?
Yes.
Matt Verderin. We got vermins running around the studio, or what is that? So Matt Verderin had this to say about Desmond Ridder when he was on with Dukes and Bell.
Desmond Ridder just has to be a point guard for the Falcons. That's what he has to be. They don't need him to go out there and create nonstop. They've done a nice job. Terry Fontenot's done a nice job of surrounding him with good pieces. Arthur Smith is a very creative, offensive-minded head coach. I think he's a great guy to have for Ridder. And then you look at the weapons, you just mentioned a lot of them. You have Drake London in his second year, Kyle Pitts in his third year. You have the backs in Algier, and you also have, of course, Bijan coming in. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of talent. So if you're the Falcons, and they have a pretty good offensive line, I mean, and a line that's been getting better, I look at them and say, my big question is defensively, there's a lot of new pieces. I like the moves. I thought the Falcons are one of the strongest off seasons in the NFL. I think they have a shot to win that division along with New Orleans and Carolina. My big question is going to be, as you point out with Ridder, what is he? I mean, can he just make the play? Can he go into a game and go 23 of 35 for 220 and, you know, a touchdown or two? He can do that. I think the Falcons are in a really good spot, but obviously, you know, only 4 games, you just don't really know yet what you're going to see out of it.
And look, we've talked about this repeatedly on the show. The idea of, and I don't like the term, but game manager. You know, we've talked about that here, that look, he doesn't have to get out in front of his skis and stay out there. He can manage a game and manage it effectively. And I don't think he's going to be the turnover machine that Marcus Mariota was, who was reckless at times with the football, who did not, you know, what I want to say, who did not, you know, protect the football the way that he should have. And hence, you know, again, he probably outlived his, you know, length that he should have been here. But, you know, they were foolish enough to think that they were in the playoff hunt when all was said and done. But, again, I think Ritter can be an effective quarterback and not much. You know, now, we took calls earlier. Well, what's Ritter's stat line going to be? And we had some people, a couple people that said, you know, 30, 35 touchdowns, you know, 3,500 yards. I hope from your ears, because if he's 35 touchdowns, 3,500 yards, whatever it's going to be, that's going to put you in the MVP race. That's not going to be just a good season. That's going to get you a lot of MVP votes when all is said and done. And I don't know if he has that kind of year in him. Again, kind of some hyperbole there about, you know, well, you know, 35 touchdowns. Well, not a lot of guys touchdowns. That's a stout number. That's why you start putting up those kinds of numbers. We can have discussions about are you the MVP of the league or what have you. But I think Ritter, I don't want to say game manager, but if he's just a game manager to run things, not turn the football over, then they'll have a successful season. They'll be a good team. You know, they will be good. But you know, again, if he takes a step back and really regresses and can't really get over the hump and try to win some big games, then, you know, again, we'll be looking for a quarterback at some point. So, and not exactly the ideal situation that you want to be in, you know, where you're trying to find the next big thing, you know, at quarterback, but it kind of is what it is. Are trying to wrap this thing up. It is the bottom of the ninth, and Kirby Yates is on to close the game out. So Noah Iglesias, probably giving him some extra rest, but Kirby Yates is on right now, and he does have a couple of outs. So hopefully this will be just a quick at-bat for the Brewers player, and we'll get back to our winning ways. And, yep, that's just about it. So, oh, no, sorry, it's two strikes on the hitter. So, but anyway, I mean, I don't think that there's a situation where Taylor Heinicke plays. Unless you tell me it's injury, but I'm not counting on any injury. I don't think he's going to be reckless with the football. I don't think he's going to take too much. Yeah, he'll throw some deep shots because they're going to run that kind of offense. Again, they're going to get those guys out on the outside and run that kind of offense and see if you can stop it for us. So I definitely think he's going to take some shots down the field, but he's not going to be the turnover machine. Throw it into double and triple coverage, fumble the football all over the yard. And the other thing, too, is I don't think Desmond Ridder is going to run nearly as much as what some people think. Now, he may shock me and, you know, he may be a 1,000-yard runner, but I don't think he's going to run nearly as much is what some people are saying. I don't think they're going to take away his speed element of his game, but it's going to be a situation where he probably doesn't tuck it and run as much in the league. So we'll see what happens, but obviously Falcons are not in the worst of shape when it comes to their quarterback duo. All right, when we come back, it'll be time for Rank 'Em. Hit us up, 404-726-0929, at JMCH316, at the D. Lewis for real on our personal Twitter pages. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Nights on the Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Now, Kirby Yates has walked a couple of guys, got two outs, but now he's got two guys on and Perkins up at the plate, but he's walked a couple of guys and he's now at a 2-2 count, so he's in danger of either walking somebody or giving up another hit. But yeah, not doing a good job of closing this thing out and getting it over with, so we'll keep you up to date as we head to the top of the hour. And I guess, what do we say? Jason, Atlanta Soccer Tonight,
Women's World Cup. Yep.
All right. So that's coming up at 11 o'clock. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Hugh's brain, pick Randy's brain. Sometimes we would give him a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em.
All All right, JC. So the other night we were talking about that breaking news, I guess you would say, out of Vegas about them searching a home for
connection to Tupac. Yeah.
So it got me to thinking, and there's so many. It was hard for me to pick which four.
Mm-hmm.
But rank these unsolved celebrity deaths. So I looped Tupac and Biggie together since they're kind of.
Yeah, there's some they're connection kinda, there.
So
yeah.
Tupac and Biggie, Bob Crane, Hogan's Hero, yes. Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Natalie Wood, because that one's always been.
It was her birthday just the other day, too.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah. I didn't realize that. And then I pulled a sports one, Brian Spencer.
Well, I mean, you know, Natalie Wood drowned, but she was probably pushed in by Robert Wagner, her husband at the time.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, Christopher Walken was on that
same boat.
He was
on the boat.
Yeah, so.
And no one saw how she got in the water.
No. Yeah, no, nobody's ever come up with that. I think Tupac and Biggie, I mean, that's still one of the great. And again, those guys have released more albums dead than they ever did alive, so that's one thing. I'll take Natalie Wood number two. Bob Crane's an interesting story because he had a lot of personal demons, and I think somebody popped him. I think he messed with the wrong person and woman
it
or whatever.
Came back.
And they popped him. And then who was the last one you said?
Brian Spencer.
I mean, who's Brian Spencer?
He was a hockey player.
I don't even know him. So
he had a lot of like you said about Bob Crane, a lot of personal.
You know what
demons.
You should have said? Should have said Gino Hernandez.
Gino Hernandez?
Yeah,
which one is that?
You know who Gino Hernandez is?
I know that
name. He was a terrific young wrestler, and he was in Mid-South Wrestling.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he was down Dallas, Houston area and stuff like that. Terrific young babyface. There was a lot of thought that he could be a top star in WWE.
Mm.
This was like late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
And he was murdered. That they never really solved his crime. Like they never. Now again, he had like five times the amount of cocaine a normal person should have. But they always said that he didn't just do that. He didn't ingest that cocaine by himself. He did cocaine,
right.
But he would not have done like five times the normal amount of cocaine. So they think it was a mob hit. I mean, that's what was always been rumored.
I think I do remember hearing about that one like seeing it on, what's the show?
Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gino Hernandez was a real young and up-and-coming star. Like, he had a lot of star power. And there are some people that say that, that there is a lot of Shawn Michaels in Gino Hernandez.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of Shawn Michaels in what Gino Hernandez persona was.
Okay. All right, here we go. Talking about closers earlier tonight. Rank these closers.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Eckersley, Mariano Rivera, Bruce Sutter.
They closed it out, by the way. So,
okay,
Braves
good.
Do win. Braves
they
do
get
win.
It done. Yeah. Okay, good. And then Billy Wagner.
Wagner, Suter, Eckersley. Who was the other one?
Rivera.
Rivera, I think, is the best closer in baseball history. I'll take Eckersley number two. I'll take Trevor Hoffman. You said Trevor Hoffman?
Sutter and Wagner.
I'll take Bruce Suter three and Billy Wagner four on that list. I love Bruce Suter. He was the 1977 Cy Young Award winner for the – was the Cubs? I think it was for the Cubs. Before he went to the Cardinals, he pitched for the – he was with the Chicago Cubs, and I think he won the Cy Young in like 77.
Okay. So. All right, you want to hit a couple of Twitters and texts, guys, before
several,
we get to streaming?
Yep, several that are coming in. Let's see here. From our buddy Marco, methods of maintaining wellness. Stretching yoga, massage therapy, sauna steam, cold plunge ice bath. Well, I'm all about sauna and steam. I love steam rooms. That's one. I would like to get into stretching and yoga. I would like to really get into yoga. I would love to do DDP yoga.
You know they have a good yoga thing on Wednesdays here.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it when you get here on Wednesdays? They usually do it down there.
And I can wave to them from the studio when we're working.
No, they. What time do they start?
Or 6:30.
They start right before. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. They used to be right down here. They used to be right down here on the,
that,
in the in the.
But now it done got so big.
Area. Yeah. I think they do it on the roof, too, don't they? Didn't they do some on the roof or whatever?
I don't know. I've only seen
it's
out there.
It's an evening time thing.
Right.
So,
okay,
again,
gotcha.
When do we work?
Yeah, evening.
Okay, all right. So that would be number two. Massage. Well, yeah, I'll go massage therapy three, and there's no chance I'm doing an ice bath. for my buddy Avi Cohen, rank these update guys: Kurt Loder, Norm MacDonald, Van Earl Wright, John Jeffries. I will go Norm MacDonald because I love Norm MacDonald. I will go Van Earl Wright number two. I'll take my friend John Jeffries number three. And I was not a big Kurt Loder fan. He just was too stiff.
Like
a stiff Ola. rank these songs from our buddy Rusty: TLC's Creep, Destiny Child's Say My Name, SWV Don't Let Go, Tony Braxton You're Making Me High. Destiny's Child all the way.
Say really?
My, yeah.
Say Over
my
Creep?
Name is, yeah. Say My Name is fantastic. It's a fantastic song. I'm going to really shock you here. Destiny's Child number one. Don't Let Go by SWV number two. Creep then number three.
Wow.
And You're Making Me High number four.
I probably would have put Creep one, SWV two.
And that's why it's my list. from the real Matt Ryan, rank these at their peaks: Albert Bell, Juan Gonzalez, Larry Walker, Manny Ramirez. Oh, Albert Bell.
Yeah.
I mean, Albert Bell was the best player in baseball for a few years. He was mm-hmm. he was the ultimate run producer. He got screwed in the 1995 MVP voting. He was screwed by Mo Vaughn. I mean, it wasn't Mo Vaughn's fault,
right,
but the writers screwed him over because they did not like Albert Bell. He was again not a popular player.
Right.
He was, and look, even to fans, I watched Albert Bell play Double A baseball. I was there when he was playing Double A baseball for the Canton Akron Indians mm-hmm. at Thurman Munson Memorial Stadium. I was right there in downtown Canton watching him play, and Jim Tomey. I was watching those two guys play in Double A baseball. Albert Bell was an a-hole then. So again, he was an a-hole at LSU. He was an a-hole in minor league baseball. He was an a-hole in major league baseball. So Albert Bell would be one. Larry Walker. I think Larry Walker is one of the more underrated players in baseball history. Number two. Manny Ramirez was the ultimate mash it guy. He was the ultimate just mash, C-ball, mash ball. And Juan Gonzalez, number four. Juan Gonzalez, a good player, but he didn't do a whole lot of other things really well. So not very good in the field and different things like that. Let's see here. Rank these face styles you don't mind wearing: clean shave, baby face, goatee, full beard, or big old mustache. Well, I wear the goatee, so that's number one for me. Full beard, I'll go. I have worn full beard before when I was dating this girl that wanted me to wear a full beard. I wore a full beard. Clean shaven would be number three, and I just can't pull off the big old mustache. I just don't really like that look of anything. So rank these old radio stations from my buddy Rusty: V103, B98.5, Star 94, 96 Rock. I was always partial to 96 Rock. Southside Steve and the Rude Steve. Awakening and, you know, that whole show, Beth and
Beth
the whole
Kippel.
Man. Yep, I mean, I was a big fan of the Rude Awakening, so that would be number one. I love Steve and Vicky. Vicky went to the same high school I did.
Oh, wow.
So we weren't in the same age group, but,
right.
I mean, she went to the same high school that I did, so that would be number two. You know, again, if it's B98.5 or V103, I take B98.5 because, again, they had the dance party on Saturday.
Right.
They had, who was the guy that hosted the dance party on Saturday nights? But that was my soundtrack on Saturday night, was the dance party. And then V103. Heather's, Say Numbles Fire, Say Anything, and Less Than Zero. Well, I take Less Than Zero because I think that's Robert Downey. I think Robert Downey Jr.'s best performance ever is in Less Than Zero.
Yeah.
He was magnificent as Julian in that film. I'll take St. Elmo's Fire 4 because that movie is not very good. I don't even know what the other two are.
Heather's was Christian Slater. Is that his name?
Okay.
Christian Slater and Winona Ryder were in that one.
All right, I'll take that one 3 and Say Anything. I don't even know what it is, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't know about Say Anything.
I'll take Less Than Zero 1 and St. Elmo's Fire 4, and then you can fight for the other two.
You didn't like St. Elmo's Fire?
I didn't like St. Elmo's Fire. I didn't think it was a very good movie. It was just kind of dopey. Like, all those people that were in that movie were just dope.
That was one of the last ones where kind of that little crew of actors and actresses
Ally
Sheedy.
They called them the Brat Pack.
Yeah, the Brat Pack.
Brat Pack. I mean, that's what that is.
One of their last ones.
Yeah, I mean, that was you know, again, Rob Lowe,
Ally Sheedy.
What's her name? Bruce Willis's old wife. Bruce Willis's former wife, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Yeah. I mean, the soundtrack was good. But the movie wasn't very good. So that was very overrated movie. But Less Than Zero is not a very fun movie. It's not a very good movie. But Robert Downey Jr.'s best performance is in Less Than Zero.
It's also ironically that was kind of around the time things went downhill for him as far as all his...
Well, he calls it the Ghost of Christmas Future.
Right.
Because eventually he would get into all of that kind
stuff,
of lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he was magnificent.
Yeah.
And James Spader was the ultimate, you know, D-bag. I mean, he was the ultimate guy. So, all right, very quickly, give me one.
All right, let's get out of here. All right. Kendra, K-E-N-D-R-A. Uh-huh. Lust.
Oh, I know that.
You know that one?
Yeah. Okay. She's going to be number one. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This one, it's Steph, S-T-E-P-H,
J-A-Y?
No, just the letter J. Okay. I'm sorry. And then Rainer, R-A-Y-N-E-R.
Yes. All right.
Got her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. The Angela White.
Oh, I know who Angela White is.
You know that one too?
Yeah,
okay.
I know that one too. She's going to be number two.
And then Darth, like Darth Vader, Darth Lux, L-U-X.
L-U-X. I believe I know her as well. Oops, sorry, Darth. Forgot to put the, all right, Kendra Lust 1, Angela White 2. I'll take Darth Lux 3, and I'll take Stephanie Rainer, or Jay Rainer, whatever she is, number 4. Kendra Lust and Angela White are phenomenal. Anyway, we got to get out of here. That's Rankin' for a Friday night. We'll wrap it up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Now, Kirby Yates has walked a couple of guys. Got two outs, but now he's got two guys on and Perkins up at the plate. But he's walked a couple of guys, and he's now at a 2-2 count. So he's in danger of walking somebody or giving up another hit. But, yeah, not doing a good job of closing this thing out and getting it over with. So we'll keep you up to date as we head to the top of the hour. And I guess, what do we say? Jason, Atlanta Soccer Tonight,
Women's World Cup. Yep.
All right. So that's coming up at 11 o'clock. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Hugh's brain, pick Randy's brain. Sometimes we would give him a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So the other night we were talking about that breaking news, I guess you would say, out of Vegas about them searching a home for Tupac. So it got me to thinking, and there's so many. It was hard for me to pick which four.
Mm-hmm.
But rank these unsolved celebrity deaths. So I looped Tupac and Biggie together since they're kind of...
Yeah, there's some
they're
connection
kinda,
there.
So yeah. Tupac and Biggie, Bob Crane, Hogan's Hero, yes. Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Natalie Wood, because mm-hmm. that one's always been...
It was her birthday just the other day, too.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah. I didn't realize mm-hmm. that. And then I pulled a sports one, Brian Spencer.
Well, I mean, you know, Natalie Wood drowned, but she was probably pushed in by Robert Wagner, her husband, at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, Christopher Walken was
yep,
on that
he
same
was on
boat.
The boat.
Yeah, so.
And no one saw how she got in the water.
No. Yeah, no, nobody's ever come up with that. I think Tupac and Biggie, I mean, that's still one of the great, and again, those guys have released more albums dead than they ever did alive, so that's one thing. I'll take Natalie Wood number two. Bob Crane's an interesting story because he had a lot of personal demons,
mm-hmm.
And I think somebody popped him.
I think
he messed with the wrong person and woman or whatever.
Came back.
And they popped him. And then who was the last one you said?
Brian Spencer.
I mean, who's Brian Spencer?
He was a hockey player.
I don't even know him. So
he had a lot of like you said about Bob Crane, a lot of personal.
You know what
demons.
You should have said? Should have said Gino Hernandez.
Gino Hernandez?
Yeah,
which one is that?
You know who Gino Hernandez is?
I know that name.
He was a terrific young wrestler, and he was in Mid-South Wrestling.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he was down Dallas, Houston area and stuff like that. Terrific young babyface. There was a lot of thought that he could be a top star in WWE.
Mm.
This was like late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
And he was murdered. That they never really solved his crime. Like they didn't. They never. Now again, he had like five times the amount of cocaine a normal person should have. But they always said that he didn't just do that. He didn't ingest that cocaine by himself. He did cocaine.
Right.
But he would not have done like five times the normal amount of cocaine. So they think it was a mob hit. I mean that's what was always been rumored.
I think I do remember hearing about that one like seeing it on.
Yeah,
what's the show?
Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Gino Hernandez was a real young and up and coming star. Like he had a lot of star power. And there are some people that say that. That there is a lot of Shawn Michaels in Gino Hernandez.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of Shawn Michaels in what Gino Hernandez persona was.
Okay. All right, here we go. Talking about closers earlier tonight, rank these closers.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Eckersley, Mariano Rivera, Bruce Sutter.
They closed it out, by the way, so.
Oh, okay,
Braves
good.
Do win. Braves
they
do
get
win.
It done.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then Billy Wagner.
Wagner, Suter, Eckersley. Who was the other one?
Rivera,
I think, is the best closer in baseball history. I'll take Eckersley number two. I'll take Trevor Hoffman. You said Trevor Hoffman?
Sutter and Wagner.
I'll take Bruce Suter three and Billy Wagner four on that list. I love Bruce Suter. He was the 1977 Cy Young Award winner for the Cubs? I think it was for the Cubs. Before he went to the Cardinals, he pitched for the he was with the Chicago Cubs, and I think he won the Cy Young in like 77.
Okay.
So.
All right, you want to hit a couple of Twitters and texts,
yeah,
guys,
yeah,
before
several,
we get to streaming?
Yep, several that are coming in. Let's see here. From our buddy Marco, methods of maintaining wellness. Stretching, yoga, massage therapy, sauna, steam, cold plunge, ice bath. Well, I'm all about sauna and steam. I love steam rooms. That's one. I would like to get into stretching and yoga. I would like to really get into yoga. I would love to do DDP yoga.
You know they have a good yoga thing on Wednesdays here.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it when you get here on Wednesdays? They usually do it down there.
And I can wave to them from the studio when we're working.
No, what time do they start?
Or 6:30.
They start right before. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
They used to be right down here. They used to be right down here in the.
But now it done got so big.
Area. Yeah. Well, I think they do it on the roof too, don't they? Didn't they do some on the roof or whatever?
I don't know. I've only seen it out there.
It's an evening time thing.
Right. So, okay. Again, gotcha.
When do we work?
Yeah. In the evening.
Okay. All right. So that would be number two. Massage. Well, yeah, I'll go massage therapy three, and there's no chance I'm doing an ice bath. from my buddy Alvy Cohen, rank these update guys: Kurt Loder, Norm MacDonald, Van Earl Wright, John Jeffries. I will go Norm MacDonald because I love Norm MacDonald. I will go Van Earl Wright number two. I'll take my friend John Jeffries number three. And I was not a big Kurt Loder fan. He was too stiff.
Like
a stiff Ola. rank these songs from our buddy Rusty: TLC's Creep, Destiny Child, Say My Name, SWV, Don't Let Go, Tony Braxton, You're Making Me High. Destiny's Child all the way.
Creep?
Yeah, Say My Name is fantastic. It's a fantastic song. I'm gonna really shock you here. Destiny's Child number one, Don't Let Go by SWV number two, Creep then number three.
Wow.
And You're Making Me High number four.
I probably would have put Creep one, SWV two.
And that's why it's my list. from the real Matt Ryan, rank these at their peaks: Albert Bell, Juan Gonzalez, Larry Walker, Manny Ramirez. Oh, Albert Bell.
Yeah.
I mean, Albert Bell was the best player in baseball for a few years. He was the ultimate run producer. He got screwed in the 1995 MVP voting. He was screwed by Mo Vaughn. I mean, it wasn't Mo Vaughn's fault.
Right.
But the writers screwed him over because they did not like Albert Bell. He was, again, not a popular player.
Right.
Even to fans, I watched Albert Bell play Double-A baseball. I was there when he was playing Double-A baseball for the Canton Akron Indians at Thurman Munson Memorial Stadium. I was right there in downtown Canton watching him play, and Jim Tomey. I was watching those two guys play in Double-A baseball. Albert Bell was an a-hole then. So, again, he was an a-hole at LSU. He was an a-hole in minor league baseball. He was an a-hole in major league baseball. So Albert Bell would be one. Larry Walker. I think Larry Walker is one of the more underrated players in baseball history, number two. Manny Ramirez was the ultimate mash guy. He was the ultimate just mash, C-ball, mash ball. And Juan Gonzalez, number four. Juan Gonzalez, a good player, but he didn't do a whole lot of other things really well. Mm-hmm. So... not very good in the field and different things like that. Let's see here. Rank these face styles you don't mind wearing: clean shave, baby face, goatee, full beard, or big old mustache. Well, I wear the goatee, so that's number one for me. Full beard. I'll go. I have worn full beard before when I was dating this girl that wanted me to wear a full beard. I wore a full beard. Clean shaven would be number three, and I just can't pull off the big old mustache. I just don't really like that look of anything. So rank these old radio stations from my buddy Rusty: V103, B98.5, Star 94, 96 Rock. I was always partial to 96 Rock. Southside Steve and the Rude Awakening, and you know that whole show. Beth and
Beth Hallman. Kippel.
Yep, I mean, I was a big fan of the Rude Awakening, so that would be number one. I love Steve and Vicky. Vicky went to the same high school I did.
Oh, wow.
So we weren't in the same age group, but
right.
I mean, she went to the same high school that I did, so that would be number two. You know, again, if it's B98.5 or V103, I take B98.5 because, again, they had the dance party on Saturday.
Right.
Oh, gosh, who was the guy that hosted the dance party on Saturday nights? But that was my soundtrack on Saturday night, was the dance party. And then V103. Heathers, Say Numbles Fire, Say Anything, and Less Than Zero. Well, I take Less Than Zero because I think that's Robert Downey. I think Robert Downey Jr.'s best performance ever, ever is in Less Than Zero. Yeah. He was magnificent as Julian in that film. I'll take St. Elmo's Fire 4 because that movie is not very good. I'll take, I don't even know what the other two are.
Heather's was Christian Slater. Is that his name?
Okay.
Christian Slater and Winona Ryder were in that one.
All right, I'll take that one 3 and Say Anything. I don't even know what it is, but I'll take it 2.
Yeah, I don't know about Say
Anything. I'll take Less Than Zero 1 and St. Elmo's Fire 4, and then you can fight for the other two.
You didn't like St. Elmo's Fire?
I didn't like St. Elmo's Fire. I didn't think it was a very good movie. It was just kind of dopey. Like those, all those people that were in that movie were just dope.
That was one of the last ones where kind of that little crew of actors and actresses
Ally
Sheedy.
They called them the Brat Pack.
Yeah, the Brat Pack.
That's the Brat Pack. I mean, that's what that is.
That was one of their last ones.
Yeah, I mean, that was you know, again, Rob Lowe,
Ally Sheedy.
What's her name? Bruce Willis's old wife. Bruce Willis's former wife, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Yeah, I mean, the soundtrack was good. I mean, but the movie wasn't very good. So that was very overrated movie. But Less Than Zero is not a very fun movie. It's not a very good movie. But Robert Downey Jr.'s best performance is in Less Than Zero.
It's also ironically that was kind of around the time things went downhill for him as far as all his...
Well, he calls it the Ghost of Christmas Future.
Right.
Because eventually he would get into all of that kind
stuff,
of lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he was magnificent.
Yeah.
And James Spader was the ultimate, you know, D-bag. I mean, he was the ultimate guy. So, all right, very quickly, give me one.
All right, let's get out of here. All right, Kendra, K-E-N-D-R-A. Uh-huh. Lust.
Oh, I know that.
You know that one?
Yeah. Okay. She's going to be number one. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This one, it's Steph, S-T-E-P-H,
mm-hmm.
J.
J-A-Y?
No, just the letter J.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And then Rainer.
Yeah.
R-A-Y-N-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
All right. Got her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. The Angela White.
Oh, I know who Angela White is.
You know
so,
that one, too?
Yeah,
okay.
I know that one, too. She's going to be number 2.
And then Darth, like Darth Vader, Darth Lux, L-U-X.
L-U-X. I believe I know her as well. Oops, sorry, Darth. Forgot to put the, all right, Kendra Lust 1, Angela White 2. I'll take Darth Lux 3, and I'll take Stephanie Rainer, or Jay Rainer, whatever she is, number 4. Kendra Lust and Angela White are phenomenal. Anyway, we got to get out of here. That's Rankin for a Friday night. We'll wrap it up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.